Well, another voice you may have heard on the show is Dan Choi. He has become a public face of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law and policy at the Pentagon. And Dan got a call from his commanding officer yesterday. He's in the New York Army National Guard. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you
describe? Thank
you for being with us. Would you describe the call you got from your commanding officer?
It's a big surprise. It's painful as much as I'm prepared for that. Anytime somebody knowingly breaks Don't Ask, Don't Tell for sake of integrity and telling the truth about who we are, we still have to be prepared for the consequences.
Which were what? What did your commander say to you?
He said that I've been discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
You're out.
I'm fired.
Mm-hmm. He said fired, or he just said you're being honorably, though, discharged?
I'm being honorably discharged. That is an end to an entire era that I've started since I was age 18.
How long have you been in the service?
I have not been a civilian since then. And as much as you might be interested in how it was said and what was in the letter, to me, it's all a summation of the entire journey, and it says it's all over. As much as you can prepare yourself and build up the armor to get ready for that, it's hard. It's very painful to deal with that. I think about every moment of being in the military since starting from West Point 11 years ago and preparing for deployments and infantry training and then going to Iraq and coming back starting a relationship, and all of the emotions of this entire journey just came right back at that moment. And he said that your service is now terminated. I got the letter. He emailed me the letter yesterday morning, and in very cold words, it just said that I'm finished.
And Dan Choi, you must have been certainly prepared for this on some level, having decided to come out on the Rachel Maddow show more than a year ago, knowing what the policy was, knowing you had become a public face of challenging Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It wasn't a surprise in that sense, right?
No, and also I've known that I was gay since I was in fourth grade. I knew that this was a possibility, but that doesn't mean that you are emotionally ready or you think about having to go through something like this. And as much as you can get ready for it, it's difficult. However, right now, what's most painful about this policy is that people are going to look back at this time and wonder why we were kicking people out just for saying the truth about who they are.
And yet this policy seems like it may be close to an end. Congress is debating an end to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The Pentagon is reviewing it. If they overturn it by early next year, will you go back?
Of course. But we have to make sure people know that from this point until then, hundreds of people are still getting kicked out. The president needs to take action. Congress has not fully manifested America's promise either, and we have to hold every single government leader accountable for people that get fired in the interim.
First Lieutenant Dan Choi, formerly of the Army National Guard of New York, discharged honorably from the military just yesterday. Dan Choi became the public face of Don't Ask, Don't Tell when he came out on television as a gay man while serving actively in the military. Dan, thanks for coming back on with us.
No problem.
We appreciate your time.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.